That's a really exciting study. Let me flip back to another trial. You mentioned the fact that there's some interest in looking at trastuzumab and DCIS. Can you talk about right now what your current trial, B35, is looking at in those patients with non-invasive breast cancer?
B35, which coincidentally, in talking about this today, just this week, we'll be closing to accrual. So we will be completing accrual by the end of the week to the trial. And it is looking at comparing tamoxifen and an aromatase inhibitor, anastrozole. The trial was developed following the ATAC trial and has been open for several years, accrued relatively rapidly, and was designed for women with DCIS. So these patients had to be postmenopausal because aromatase inhibitors are effective and safe only in postmenopausal women. So they were all postmenopausal women, and they were randomized to receive either tamoxifen or anastrozole, and that was given in a blinded fashion, double-blinded fashion. And they received 5 years of therapy, and we will continue to follow them for quite some time. So this trial, the collection of data for the trial and the treatment on the trial will continue for a number of years more, but accrual is going to be wrapping up this week. These patients are seen every 6 months. They are assessed carefully for any toxicities, any side effects, and overall, patients tolerate the drugs really quite well.
Do we have any data at all from this trial?
No data that would be able to be released at this time point. There certainly isn't any indication that there is anything worrisome that would mean stopping accrual earlier. The Data Monitoring Committee looks at the unblinded data every 6 months, and there's nothing there, and a very tolerable rate of toxicity. There's been no indication that there would be any concern at all. So accrual continued without interruption, and women will continue to take the drug for 5 years.
What is it that we're hoping to see in this study? As you mentioned, the ATTACC trial and other studies have looked at aromatase inhibitors in invasive breast cancer. This is non-invasive breast cancer, almost more like a prevention kind of a setting where the side effects and tolerability are such issues. What do we know from the invasive trials in terms of what the effects were on second breast cancers and what the side effects and toxicities were of tamoxifen versus the aromatase inhibitors?
Some of the endpoints of the trial would be looking at cancer events in the ipsilateral breast, the breast that had the DCIS. We will also be looking very carefully at contralateral breast events. So we are hoping to be able to say even more about those two endpoints at the end of this trial, which will be collecting quite a bit of data. An important part of any trial, when you are giving drugs that are well tolerated and have very similar toxicity profiles, is looking for self-reported data. And so a quality of life study was designed for B35 and is in an ongoing way being carried out by a subset of patients. About a third of the B35 population, a little over 1,000 women, will be participating in the quality of life trial. And they'll complete self-reported questionnaires about many aspects of how they're feeling, the effect of the drugs on any aspect of their lives, the possible impact that these drugs could have on their lives. And this data will be analyzed along with the efficacy data of the trial, and I think will be very important to look at. We collect the quality of life questionnaire every 6 months throughout therapy and one about 6 months after the end of therapy. So there will be a lot of good quality of life data.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interest in the next prevention study, which I've heard is probably going to be an aromatase inhibitor versus one of the other two, probably raloxifene. What do you think the B35 study is actually going to show in terms of side effects and tolerability of the two agents and how that might translate into a preventive setting?
I think that we're going to see that these drugs are tolerated fairly well and tolerated very well, but have problems associated with them that menopausal women who aren't taking these therapies face. So there will need to be attention paid to impact on bone mineral densities,